This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And yesterday, a couple of stories posed this question. I mean, in the aftermath of the Fort Hood killings, the execution of D.C. sniper John Muhammad, we asked you and some guests on our program a pretty simple question. What is this thing called closure? Does it exist?
I think it is possible to cure trauma or heal it, but it's very difficult.
You get up every day, you live your life, you move forward, things change. But is there ever closure? Do you ever close the door on that incident in your life?
I feel like he took part in watching my father take his last breath. And it's just really important for me to watch him take his.
The term almost universally these days refers to some kind of punishment, or in some instances, getting an explanation for a mysterious death. Neither one of these changes the fact of it.
Feeling a loss, replacing a loss, filling the space where a loss left open is what closure seems to be about. But over the years, some losses are felt over and over again. And in those cases, time does not heal. It reminds.
My name is Lucia Ponte from the Bronx. 17 years ago, we buried my grandson, and although we got over the deep sadness and the crying, he's missed every time that one of the younger children in the family reaches a milestone. This year, his cousin graduated from high school, and his sister just entered high school. We revel in their energy, and we know that Joey would have been the same. Traumatic events are deeply imprinted in the senses and the memory, and there's really nothing that can interrupt the memories from coming back. Closure is just something that is non-existent.
Whether you thought it existed or not, it was a familiar idea, this idea of closure, involving doing something in some cases to restore sense to senselessness, meaning to something devastating.
This is Troy calling from North Dakota. My sister Mindy, my only sibling, was murdered 6 years ago by an emotionally unstable short-term boyfriend who then killed himself. And my way of dealing with the anger was to become a guest speaker in the church that she was baptized in. My first sermon was on forgiveness, and I've been a guest speaker in various churches 20-some times since.
For some of you, getting closer to closure meant retelling the stories and reaching out to others. In the case of one listener, it was reassurance for all of us that sometimes time does indeed heal.
Hi, my name is Melissa. My story is that over 20 years ago, I was raped by a man who broke into my apartment. I have to say that at this point, I feel like I've achieved closure around this event, but the fact that it happened will always be an important part of who I am. To me, closure means that the rape no longer intrudes on my day-to-day life. It was years before I could fall asleep facing away from the door to a room or see movies that had gun violence in them or have sex without thinking about it. Slowly, slowly, slowly over time, it's faded from my consciousness. And after about 12 years, I missed the anniversary, which was a great thing to realize. And I guess that's about as close to closure as I'm going to get. But I know that the door will never be completely closed.
Well, maybe Melissa took another step with that call. You know, in the year and a half we've been on the air, The Takeaway has become a kind of community. You demonstrate that every day with your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE and when you email at mytake@thetakeaway.org.